Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. Chile Colorado. What does that translate? Spelling-wise, it looks like Chile Colorado, but actually Colorado would be color. And the reason why this is so important right here is because the color of certain kinds of chilies really is something to be appreciated and to understand, especially in Hispanic style Mexican cuisine. Now, there's different variations of chile colorado, but the way I like to do it is more simple. It's more of a mild flavor, as if we wanted to make it spicier, we would add more spicy chili. This is a mild flavor so the whole family can enjoy. Let's get started. The very first thing we need to do is we need to make sure to use the guajillo chilies. I take 1 pound of clean guajillo chilies, and I'm going to go ahead and add to that 1/4 pound of arbol chilies. Now, I like to put them in my pan, or actually into a medium sauce pot. Now, if you're making this for a lot of people, obviously we're going to make more than this, but this chili does go a long way. It's got really great flavor, especially on top of some roasted chicken. I'm going to add to this 1 whole Spanish onion, which is a yellow onion. I'm going to also add to this 3 tablespoons of garlic olive oil. We're going to bring this to a saute, and it's very important that we get some color on the chilies, but don't cook the chilies. We're not cooking the chilies at all. We're just trying to put a little bit of a toast onto them and get the onions to become translucent. Once that happens, I'm going to add chicken stock to this, 1.5 quarts to be exact. And then I'm going to go ahead and bring this to a high heat so that way we could come to a boil. Once we come to a boil, I will let this go to a simmer and I will let it simmer for 1 hour. And the reason why I do it for 1 hour is I want to get a proper reduction on this. After it's reduced for 1 hour, I will blend everything together, run it through a sieve, and then we're going to thicken it up with some xanthan gum. And the xanthan gum, we're always going to use it to taste. We're never going to put a whole bunch of xanthan gum in there, but just enough to taste what we're doing and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.